the head of CNN has been fired. CNN, the news network, is the news here. Chris Licht is out after a year of crises and then a devastating profile in The Atlantic magazine that added to the controversy surrounding him. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us now. Hey there, David.
Good morning, Steve.
I'm not sure that people who don't follow media were following CNN and its management all that much until recently when they hosted this town hall meeting with former President Trump that drew an awful lot of criticism and that Chris Licht defended. What else was going on there?
Well, he's been there a little over a year. He came in promising to change the place, in part by making it more welcome to Republicans and particularly supporters of former President Donald Trump, while he said keeping its stern or its intense focus on its journalism. But in reality, what we've seen is a kind of incoherence. He didn't have a business model. He sort of was doing a strategy by subtraction, killing CNN's just month-old streaming effort, CNN Plus, getting rid of talent or hosts that he saw as being too critical of former President Trump, and then kind of shifting people around, hoping things might gel. He had real programming magic at MSNBC and CBS, none of which seemed to be in evidence here at CNN.
And he had a stated mission that you could defend, saying, I want to do journalism, I want to do straightforward journalism, I want to see more reporting on the air. But you're saying you didn't seem to know exactly how to translate that to actual programming.
Yeah, there seemed to be some sympathy for that even within the network, but it was combined with this repeated criticism of the way in which the network had done its coverage in the past and not accompanied, it seemed to me, by much public championing of some of the coverage CNN was doing that was impressive. You could look at stories around the country and around the globe. It's got an enormous newsroom that's not being championed by the guy at the top, and I think that really meant that he didn't build goodwill throughout the network. In fact, he lost it, and he seemed very focused both on his own press and on the record and loyalty that's still attached to his predecessor, former CNN chief Jeff Zucker.
And you mentioned criticism of the former coverage. That was part of the story here because this Atlantic Monthly profile quotes Chris Licht criticizing the past coverage even more. For example, their coverage of the pandemic, and apparently his colleagues at the network did not like that very much. But what happens to CNN now?
I think there are real questions about what's ahead. You're seeing a longtime television news executive, longtime CNN executive, Amy Antelis, being named to sort of lead a trio of folks within CNN who will guide it for the near future. David Zaslav, who fired Licht and announced that earlier this morning to staff, said he's doing a vast search both inside and outside the network for its next leader. But, you know, there is not a clear strategy for CNN ahead other than kind of ratcheting down the rhetoric and focusing more on the reporting, an idea for which there's sympathy inside the building, but there's so much reporting muscle and knowledge and pride inside that network, they wanted to be seen as a resource and not a liability.
You mentioned David Zaslav. Of course, he's the head of Warner Brothers Discovery, which owns CNN. I'd like to ask if this reflects broader problems in cable TV. One of the bottom line problems for CNN is that ratings were way down. Isn't that kind of true for all sorts of news?
There's been real problem throughout cable news, particularly since Donald Trump left the scene, that's likely to be juiced a little bit by his re-entry into ahead of the 2024 presidential race. But these are kind of artificial sugar highs at a time where people uncoupling from cable news and from cable more generally are hitting the ratings. All the more reason why CNN needs to have at some point some sort of streaming and digital strategy beyond what it does now. He, of course, shut down what they intended to do and didn't replace it with something else.
NPR's David Folkenflik on the firing of Chris Licht as head of CNN. David, thanks.
You bet.